Hello everyone, so this is my final episode on porn etiquette. And I felt the need to talk about this because I think how when you have adults having sex on camera, I think a lot of times their sexual inadequacy, their erotic and sensual inadequacies emerge. And the reason why that is because when you have a crew of adults watching you have sex, sometimes the porn performers often mishear what their co-star is sexually saying to them. They will misread the sexual social cues of their co-star. It's obvious they don't feel at home in their bodies, and they don't feel at home in the bodies of their co-stars. So they lack not just embodied sexuality, they lack embodied sensuality, they lack embodied eroticism, where there is reciprocal needs meeting, reciprocal wants meeting, reciprocal preference meeting, all when it comes to the sex. And you could tell that they are sexually fighting with themselves and sexually fighting with their co-star, because it's like if you had a sexually dysfunctional upbringing where you were basically given poisonous ideologies surrounding sex, and at the same time your co-star is conveying to you what sexually works for them, then you find that you're sexually challenged in terms of the sexual dysfunction part of your upbringing. So you can tell they're fighting with themselves because they look constipated and their faces are way too serious and they're too much deep in thought and they're trying way too hard. Because if you feel that your penis is all that you're good for in terms of being orgasmic, and that you feel better about thrusting than sucking in terms of on the woman, and you don't want to admit that you lack oral confidence in yourself, but you only have oral confidence in the woman. And a lot of times you could tell that even with the thrusting, they somehow feel sexually less than, because even though I'm the only one coming, she's not coming at all. And I noticed that these guys, they sexually overcompensate by being verbal sexual control freaks and nonverbal sexual control freaks. That's what I've noticed. And I noticed a lot of times they put needless pressure on themselves to be the sexually silver tongue. And they actually think, wow, I have the erotic gift of gab. You don't. You have the curse of verbal degradation and how they talk. It makes you want to blow your nose. It makes you want to throw up. And it makes your skin crawl. It makes your stomach hurt really badly with how they are always talking too much. And whatever that comes out of their mouth, it's gushing. Demoralization. And also, imagine that you have to have a checklist for what you are and are not willing to do sexually with a "I'll think about it" as possible sexually list. But you're so used to having sex where you don't consider the sexual workout wells for the person, and the sexual don't work out wells for the person, and the sexual might happen type of way of sexually being. And I say that because within that world, I have to make this point. A lot of times, especially the men, they don't have their own individual fetishes. They always copycat the fetishes of others without having their own fetishes. So, for example, how can they claim to have a foot fetish, but they usually don't touch the feet with their hands and with their mouth? How can you say, "I have a buttocks fetish," but you're not really touching it, and you're not really mouth playing it? It's like, "Oh, I have a breast fetish," but you do nothing to the breast with your hands and with your mouth. They say, "Oh, I have a belly, stomach, navel, belly button fetish," but you do nothing to the belly, you do nothing to the stomach, you do nothing to the belly button, you do nothing to the navel. And then lastly, they'll say, "Well, I got a lip fetish," but you don't kiss the person at all. And I never understood. You know, like, dudes will say, "I like the small of her back." When it comes to her back and her dorsum, your hands are on her hips, and that's it. I'm like, you did nothing. You did not experiment with her back at all. So I'm thinking to myself, you claim to have a sexual fetish, but when it's time to show that fetish, you only engage in it a little bit after she constantly yells at you to do that fetish. But if she says nothing, you'll sexually dissatisfy yourself and her by not engaging the fetish that you bragged about by yourself and or with your homies before the sex even started. Or you'll do it a little bit in terms of, for the most part, not really engaging with the sexual fetish, but touch a little bit quickly or lick on a little bit quickly and then stop in the beginning of the porn film and then don't anymore for the rest of the movie. So that's always been odd to me, of if you're gonna say you have a fetish, why aren't you doing it? Well, because they're trying to psych themselves into something that is truly not a sexual fetish for them. Because a lot of times they've been used to just penetrating. They may feel insecure about fingertip play, hand play, teeth play, mouth play, lip play, tongue play. Because all they know is, you bend over her, even if she's risky. Even risking back surgery, spinal surgery, because they don't know how to properly have a woman arch her back. They tell her to do it because they don't know how to do it. When they try to do it, it's obvious they have her legs spread out way too far, and it's obvious that she's suffering from back spasms because they manhandle women with their hands instead of gently placing the woman where they need her to be. And you can tell with the sex that, and there have been reports of this, that the sex has caused them to have feet injuries, eyes injuries, armpit injuries, back injuries, dorsal injuries, breast injuries, buttock injuries, nose injuries, hair injuries, navel injuries, belly butt injuries, belly injuries, stomach injuries, hand injuries, leg injuries, lip injuries, facial cheek injuries, and dimple injuries. Because when they do go about their sexual fetishes, their hands are too aggressive and too much pressure on the bodies of their co-stars. And because the guys are thrusting too animalistically, that's why you have testicle injuries, penile injuries, vaginal injuries, clitoral injuries, vulva injuries. And I noticed that scrotum injuries. And plus, the sex is either way too aggressive or way too passive. It's never assertive, just right in the middle. And then I noticed that that in that world, that a lot of times the way they tell each other to get into positions and acts, I think it has everything to do with I tell you what to do to the point where I sound like an abusive broken record. I don't give you enough time to do what I want you to do. Or I give you too much time to do what I want you to do. Or I don't give you enough room to do what I want you to do. Or when I tell you to do, it's either excessive or not enough. And they'll do things sexually just to get a reaction out of a woman. It could be any sex act. And when the woman says, hey, that particular sex act, just keep doing it. They either don't or overdo it or don't do it at all. Or when the woman tells them, this is what I like, they usually don't compliment the woman. When they do, it's misogynistic, which is not real compliments at all. And I noticed that they never express any gratitude. And when they do, it's not about the woman. It's about being thankful that she's dealing with his egocentrism. They don't compliment women well or praise women well. Sometimes the woman praises them and they keep telling her what to do, even though just shut up and enjoy her praising you in the moment. Or the woman will have to tell the man, how do you feel about what I'm doing to you? He'll give quick one-word answers or not respond at all, or give a quick answer, or it could be like a quick non-answer and keep telling her what to do. It's like, you can't give commands every time you're being sexually praised. And you can't give one-word answers, where if the woman did that, they'll be offended because they want her to be a dictionary, you know, very much words. But with the man, they don't have that same sexual requirement. And I noticed this other thing about that world. They do selective listening and selective amnesia. They'll hear part of a sexual command and do what they want to do instead of saying, hey, do these sexual things. Even if I say it in a seductive, trash-talking way, that's a way of saying, or make me feel orgasmic in both ways. They'll just pick one of the ways. Or if they have to do two of the ways, they do one of the ways a little bit, and the other way they want to do it, which is penetration, for long time periods on end. I think that when it comes to the sex, I think that they are nervous, sexually nervous. Because I think they allow the pressure of the consumers and people watching them have sex within the studio and virtual strangers. I think that they can be sexually hard on themselves, and they allow their erotic perfectionism to get the worst of them. I learned that many times a lot of guys and women in particular, they grew up not knowing how to respond to a sexual command, a sexual demand, a sexual suggestion, a sexual recommendation. And a sexual question, a sexual compliment, a sexual comment, because they sexually confuse all the above, and they sexually conflate all the above. So imagine having all of these concepts being sexually interchangeable to you, and you don't know how to make sexual distinctions between all the above. You know, don't know how to make sexual discernment between all the above. That's what happens. How do I verbally respond to all the above? How do I non-verbally respond to all the above? They don't know, but they act like they do. Because their porn can make people, if people are not careful, sexually monkey see monkey do. And that's what a lot of the porn performers are. And I then notice that when it came to the sex, that there was a lot of the men dumbing the women down by asking and saying things that make it seem like she is a sexual damsel in distress, or she has sexual naivete, or she's sexually gullible, making her a sexual pushover. And a sexual doormat, I've noticed. And forcing her to sexually stand up for herself, sexually speak up for herself, sexually stick up for herself. Because sometimes the sex in mainstream porn, some of it can be sexually argumentative, verbally, non-verbally, sexually combative, verbally, and non-verbally. It's like, imagine your lover sexually contesting you. And imagine your lover is trying to sexually one-up you all the time in terms of verbiage and nonverbal communication. And so, what was always disturbing to me was that the sexual over-hyperactivity was caused by them trying to suppress their sexual shyness. That's why they tend to be sexually, verbally boisterous, sexually nonverbal boisterous. A lot of times the men will yell at the women that have orgasm, totally pressuring her. And then I noticed that when it comes to the sex, it's also like they're trying too hard to who can just put sexual words together just to do it. Who could be the sexually loudest? Who could be the most sexually vocal? Who could be the most sexually colorful, the most sexually crass, the most sexually edgy? Who could be the most raunchy? Let's have erotic talk competitions with each other. And it's like they have sexual leadership competitions with each other. When they say they don't want to see a woman's face, it means they don't want the core identity of a woman, meaning her heart, her mind, and her soul. They say they want the breasts, butt, and vaginas of the woman, meaning they see women as flesh, nothing less, nothing more. So they look at the flesh as the blessing, and the only blessing. But her inner life, her heart, mind, and her soul is pretty much a curse to them. So, where's the porn etiquette part? The porn literacy part, meaning the same thing. The porn etiquette and the porn literacy is to make sure that you have it in your heart to when you ask your partner, your co-star about something, make sure that you're willing to do it in the moment instead of asking them something sexual in the moment and then saying, nope, you gotta wait until a certain time. My thing is, you should never ask that person that. So what I've learned that when it comes to the world of porn is, especially if you're gonna have group sex, you know, don't expect that you have sex when you have sex with a co-star the same way you have sex with another co-star. But you both have to make sure that you are healthily sexually policing yourselves and each other. It means that, for example, if you know that something is sexually awry going on, meaning the person is just getting penetration, let's say it's group sex, you can gently advise the person to give her more than just penetration. Because a lot of times there's performance trauma as a byproduct of pressure performance. So many times you feel that I have to be excessively sexually quite the character. You don't have to be. And when it comes to the sex, that it's okay for you to be someone that says, hey, do you like sexual music? If so, original, or do we have to create our own? As an example of being sexually thoughtful, sexual thoughtfulness. Nothing I wanted to mention to you. Is that when it comes to sex too, this is what people have to consider, is that sex does not have to be something where you tend to be you don't have to be sexually verbally cocky. You don't have to be sexually verbally throwing one's weight around. You don't have to be verbally sexually pushy. You don't have to be verbally sexually dogmatic. You don't have to be verbally sexually opinionated. You don't have to be verbally sexually presumptuous. You don't have to be verbally sexually overweening. You don't have to be verbally sexually overproud. You don't have to be verbally sexually cocksure, pun intended. You don't have to be verbally sexually arrogant. You don't have to be verbally sexually peremptory. You don't have to be verbally sexually pompous. You don't have to be verbally sexually pontifical. You don't have to be verbally sexually imperious. You don't have to be verbally sexually bossy. You don't have to be verbally sexually dictatorial. You don't have to be... You don't have to be verbally sexually officious. You don't have to be verbally sexually lording it. You don't have to be verbally sexually lordly. You don't have to be verbally sexually high and mighty. You don't have to be verbally sexually bullying it to be verbally sexually high-handed. You don't have to be verbally sexually oppressive. You don't have to be verbally sexually heavy-handed. You don't have to be verbally sexually despotic. You don't have to be verbally sexually tyrannical. You don't have to be verbally sexually autocratic. You don't have to be verbally sexually dominating. You don't have to be verbally sexually domineering. You don't have to be verbally sexually overbearing. And you don't have to be non-verbally sexually overbearing. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually domineering. You don't have to be you don't have to be non-verbally sexually dominating. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually autocratic. You don't have to be verbally, you don't have to be non-verbally sexually tyrannical. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually despotic. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually heavy-handed. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually oppressive. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually high-handed. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually bullying. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually high and mighty. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually lordly. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually lording it. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually officious. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually dictatorial. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually bossy. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually imperious. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually pontifical. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually pompous. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually peremptory. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually arrogant. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually cocksure. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually overproud. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually overweening. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually presumptuous. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually opinionated. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually dogmatic. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually pushy. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually throwing one's weight around. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually cocky. You don't have to be verbally sexually masterful in all the wrong ways. You don't have to be you don't have to be verbally sexually proud in all the wrong ways. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually masterful in all the wrong ways. You don't have to be non-verbally sexually proud in all the wrong ways. You don't have to be verbally unpleasantly and arrogantly domineering. You also don't have to be non-verbally unpleasantly and arrogantly domineering either. Asserting one's sexual will over another in a sexually arrogant way? Hell no. Having an excessively sexually commanding influence on exercising sexual control over to the point of being sexually obnoxious? Hell no. Taking no sexual account of other people's sexual wishes or sexual opinions? Hell no. Exercising sexual power in a sexually cruel or sexually arbitrary way? Hell no. Or of typical of a sexual despot? Sexually typical in that way? Hell no. Sexually clumsy, sexually insensitive, or overly sexually forceful? Oh, hell no. Unjustly inflicting sexual hardship and sexual constraint, especially on a sexual minority or other sexually subordinate group? Hell no. Using sexual power, sexual authority, without sexually considering the sexual feelings of others? No way. Seeking to sexually harm, sexually intimidate, sexually coerce someone sexually perceived as sexually vulnerable? Hell no. Sexually thinking or sexually acting as though one is more sexually important than others? Hell no. Of a sexual characteristic of or sexually suitable for a sexual lord? Hell no. Intrusively sexually enthusiastic and offering sexual help or sexual advice, sexual interfering. See, sexual offering, ugh, hell no. Sexually powerful and sexually able to sexually control others, hell no. Having or showing a sexual tendency to sexually tell people what to sexually do in a sexual autocratic way, hell no. Fond of giving people sexual orders to the point of providing sexual contusions, hell no. Assuming sexual power, sexual authority without sexual justification. Hell no. Characterized by a sexually pompous and sexually superior air of sexual infallibility. So basically, sexual superiority also has to mean someone's sexual inferiority. Hell no. Sexually affectedly and sexually irritatingly grand. Sexually solemn or sexually self-important. Hell no. Especially of a person's sexual manner or sexual actions, insisting on immediate sexual attention or sexual obedience, especially in a brusquely sexually imperious way. Hell no. Having or revealing a sexually exaggerated sense of one's own sexual importance or sexual abilities. Hell no. Sexually presumptuously or arrogantly sexually confident. Hell no. Having or showing a sexually vain consciousness of one's own dignity. Hell no. Showing excessive sexual confidence or sexual pride. Hell no. Of a sexual person or their sexual behavior, sexually failing to sexually observe the sexual limits of what is sexually permitted or sexually appropriate. Hell no. Conceitedly sexually assertive or sexually dogmatic in one's sexual opinions. Hell no. Inclined to lay down sexual principles as incontrovertibly sexually true. Hell no. Excessively and unpleasantly sexually self-assertive or sexually ambitious. Hell no. Sexually conceited, sexually arrogant, especially in a sexually bold or sexually impudent way. Hell no. You don't have to be any of these ways. And that's my message to the mainstream porn industry. Here's the part where I talk about the 14 basic cinematography and film techniques. Here we go. Don't allow the extreme long shot to make you have unfeeling sex. Don't allow the bird's eye shot to make you have unsympathetic sex. Don't allow the long shot to make you have unkind sex. Don't allow the medium shot to make you have uncaring sex. Don't allow the close-up shot to make you have unloving sex. Don't allow the extreme close-up shot to make you have unmoved sex. Don't allow the Dutch angle shot to make you have unconcerned sex. Don't allow the over-the-shoulder shot to make you have insensitive sex. Don't allow the tilt shot to make you have inconsiderate sex. Don't allow the panning shot to make you have hard-hearted sex. Don't allow the zoom shot to make you have stony-hearted sex. Don't allow the crane shot to make you have cold-hearted sex. Don't allow the tracking shot to make you have cold-blooded sex. Don't allow the point of view shot to make you have with a heart of stone sex. Don't allow the shoulder level shot to make you have lacking compassion sex. Don't allow the high angle camera shot to make you have mean-spirited sex. Don't allow the full shot to make you have sex without sentiment. Don't allow the aerial shot to make you have hard as nails sex. Don't allow the pan camera shot to make you have cold sex. Don't allow the angle and the camera focus to make you have hard sex. Don't allow the eye level to make you have harsh sex. Don't allow the money shot to make you have harsh sex. Don't allow the freeze frame shot to make you have stern sex. Don't allow the Don't allow the shot, reverse shot to make you have callous sex. Don't allow the tracking shot to make you have cruel sex. Don't allow the Don't allow the follow shot to make you have brutal sex. Don't allow the boom shot to make you have merciless sex. Don't allow the American shot to make you have pitiless sex. Don't allow the walk and talk to make you have ruthless sex, and don't allow the trunk shot to make you have inhuman sex. And make sure that all of your special effects, your FX, your sounds, your techniques, interactive movies, your editing and transitional devices, your lighting technique and aesthetics shine brightly on your benevolent sex, humanitarian sex, philanthropic sex, charitable sex, altruistic sex, beneficent sex, and soft-hearted sex, good-natured sex, humane sex, well-disposed sex, tender-hearted sex, big-hearted sex, kind sex, gentle sex, thoughtful sex, merciful sex, solicitous sex, and concerned sex and empathetic sex.